Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code ROW500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code ROW500.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
You know this song, right, Isaac?
Oh, this is my cousin, Dom Kennedy.
Really? I did not know that was your cousin.
That's my blood cousin, yeah.
Really? Oh, shit.
This is perfect.
Really?
This is actually my favorite song from him.
Wow.
And I literally just told him that like last week.
Wow.
Deadass.
This is the first song I heard from him.
Yeah, it's Gold Alpinas, right?
Yeah.
Look at this. That's so crazy.
I seen that picture with him.
Yeah, me and his mom are like too close. Like me and his sister are like best friends.
Really?
Literally, I talk to her all the time on FaceTime.
Wow, yeah. I did not know that.
Look,
the song is appropriate because that picture, I did not know that was your cousin. I know you forever. And we in Leimert Park, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cousin.
So you got a rapper cousin. Yeah. Who else? Your dad is a fucking.
Raiders. NFL.
And he's getting that pension.
Okay. And then I'm getting the pension.
Are you really?
Shit. Shit.
But listen, if you are new here, follow wherever you listen to podcasts, rate 5 stars. Isaac Lawrence, welcome back to ASAP.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, it's funny. You're the only person who have recorded in both studios of mine.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wow. I just thought, shout out to you for that. Shout out to you for that.
Exactly.
And shout out to you for, you know, you bought me an amazing gift. If I had a camera crew here, you guys would have seen me. Because I'm a fake tough guy. You know what I mean? But this nigga comes here with a nice ass fucking box with a gift. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Nobody gives me gifts. Well, you know what I mean? And then what he got me is something I have already, but a different color. So, like, it just works out perfectly. Actually, I bought a brown Fear of God fitted. That would go perfect with that.
There you go.
You know, so it just works out. I'm going to post a picture of it. And you guys probably seen it before if you guys see me out. It is I don't want to call it a fanny pack.
We call it a body bag.
Okay, we're calling it a body bag.
Yeah.
Fancy leather. It's fly as fuck. It's not casual. It's dressy. It's luxurious. It's actually... Because I was wearing the black one very casually, but then it just wasn't, like, hitting right for me.
Right.
And then when I start to dress it up, I'm like, okay, this is how I'm supposed to wear this
right.
item. This is a luxury item, mm-hmm. and I'm supposed to wear it like this.
Right.
And it just worked out. Now I got a brown one, so y'all about to see me with my bag. Hopefully the sun will come back. I could be out with my cut-off shorts on right because it's crazy hot.
Cut-off shorts on right because it was crazy hot.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
But you are a clothing designer. You've been in the game for some years now. You're a native of L.A. I was really, really trying to, like, tap in with, like, entrepreneurs, tastemakers, people who are from the city, natives, and just, like, again, provide space for us to, because I'm an entrepreneur too, I'm a business person too, just provide the correct safe space for us to kind of promote, express our thoughts, you know what I mean, the pros and cons of entrepreneur. Everybody thinks because you're an entrepreneur and you're a business owner that it's just like all gravy and glamorous. That shit is really a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Paying people, paying for supplies, trying to make your shit look a certain type of way. With all that, like, what are the things we're looking forward to with the Solomon Lawrence brand in 2023?
I would say, what are some things to look forward to? Like, we're really, really trying to push women's wear.
Okay.
You know, 85% of the customer base so far has been menswear. Okay. And men customers.
Right.
The total vision is to just be a all-encompassing brand, right?
Right.
You know, I never want to just be stuck in one box because I feel like as a designer, I want to be able to showcase my talent in so many different categories.
Right.
Whether it be menswear, womenswear, activewear, swimwear, bags, you know, accessories, whatever the case may be.
Right.
So we're diligently trying to move into the women's wear space. But, you know, it's a numbers game. You know,
it really
is. It's a numbers game. And, you know, when it comes out to, you know, our menswear, we're comfortable with providing, you know, that service and those products because we know that we have a fan base of customers who are going to support.
Right.
When it comes to women's wear, we're still trying to identify who that customer is.
Right.
You know, who they are, where they work, where they live, what is the body type, you know, all of that stuff. And I'm, you know, I'm confident that the designs that we have for women's wear will be successful. It's just about building that target. I mean, building that customer fan base, you know, because it's a lot of money up front.
It really is. I don't know nothing about fashion and clothes, but I'm assuming that it costs more for like women's wear or clothing. Or
no, men's wear is more expensive.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Men's wear is more tailored. Women can get away with.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, well, because women's wear, you can fit about maybe 2 to 3 sizes per garment. You get what I mean? You
yeah.
can be a 2, 4, 6 and still fit this. It'll just be looser on this side as opposed to really tight on this side. Women's wear is way more expensive. I mean, way, way cheaper.
Wow.
You know, well, certain pieces, because the majority of women's wear is, you know, bodycon or, you know, made with spandex or latex and can stretch and give. Men's wear is not like that. Men don't want to expose their bodies in those ways. So.
I'm not a fashion person, so people listening, I don't know nothing about fashion. I got those sweats and a t-shirt now and a fitted, and that's what I wear every day. But I did dress up for the Golden Globes.
Okay.
And what I did notice, the fashion trend that a lot of women had on was, and it wasn't, I hope I'm saying this right. They had on like oversized blazers, like men coats.
Okay.
But it wasn't over their gown. That was like their.
The look.
Yeah. With so no that's pants. A thing. Yeah. With no pants.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. Or did it always go away? Or was it always a thing? Or is it something like that comes and goes?
I feel like it's been a thing for like the last 3 years.
Okay.
I think it's been a thing since the last 3 years. I know Normani wore something like that to
right.
a red carpet. I think, was it that? It was like the gala or something like that. But yeah, like the oversized blazer, no pant.
With some heels.
With some heels, yeah.
And then another thing I noticed with guys is like a boxy mm-hmm. blazer. Like, not so much tailored.
Okay.
Maybe it is tailored. I don't know. But I seen a lot of guys with, like, boxy suits. But, okay. like, not baggy, but boxy. You know what I mean?
Just a very straight cut.
So that's a thing now, too?
For them. It's not my style, but.
Okay. But I haven't seen it. I've never seen it before like that. And I feel like I've seen. So if you guys look at Shirley Ralph's Instagram, I was at her luncheon that she had a couple of weeks ago. Her son, Eaton, had on a like a boxy suit. It looked really fly too. But so anyway, I just noticed like it kind of reminds me of like the 80s. Or,
of course. It reminds me of Frankenstein.
It does with the.
Yeah, very boxy.
Over the years, you would show sketches on your Instagram mm-hmm. of you designing gowns and dresses and shit for women. They're coming to life or yes. have they always been there?
No, so the sketches that I've designed, I've actually made those pieces.
Okay.
Those are like the majority of the dresses that I've made thus far has either been like private clients or like prom girls or something like
right.
that. So yeah, those are handmade. When it comes to anything outside of that, it's trying to plug it when it's the right time, you know?
Right.
You know, we've been in discussion about women's work for like the last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a process.
Wow.
But everything is contingent on where you, I mean, you know, resources and your financial resources and where the state of the business is.
Right.
You know, because before even going into women's wear, there's a lot of testing that has to happen. So that's like, you know, fittings, you know, tailoring, you know, you want to get your sizing, your fit specs, right? All of that stuff has to be completed before actually releasing the piece. At least that's how I do it, right?
Right.
You know, because one, it's an experience that, you know, it's a more of a contemporary price point. So for us, we want to make sure, you know, we hit our targets the first time around.
Right. Who's the ideal client?
Oh, this is such a good question. Oh, my God. I have these questions with my friends, and they ask me this all the time. So here we go. We're going to put it out in the universe.
Okay.
My girl is Zendaya, Normani, who else? Storm. Who else?
Wait, the girl Storm or the X-Men?
No, Storm Reed. She's, okay, like, yeah, she's yeah, an actress. I think she's like on Grown-ups or something.
She's dope. She is on the new movie with Nia Long, Missing in Columbia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, see. I'm not going there. Who else? I would say Teyana Taylor.
Okay.
Obsessed with her. Lori Harvey.
Of course.
Of course, she's a fashion girl. Who else? I would say... I gotta put somebody else up there. I think there's some good ones.
Okay.
We got some good ones.
So all those women kind of had have different...
Oh, Sierra too.
Okay.
Can't forget about Sierra.
They all have different body types.
Yes.
Zendaya is tall and like thin. Normani is short. Sierra is athletic. Solomon Lawrence have the range. For,
absolutely.
Okay.
We got the range.
I'm glad you named those women and didn't say, and we love Halle Berry, but people always go to like Halle Berry or right, like Nia
it's so,
Long.
So cliche, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You named some, it's some young girls, you know what I mean? Some girls who's doing their thing. Zendaya is like a fashion icon, you know? I mean, they all are in their own right, but Zendaya really got her finger on the pulse when it comes to like fashion and looks and red carpet. Her photos, she photographs amazing. I almost feel like she probably got a team specifically for
fashion,
how to take photos.
Oh, she does.
Yeah,
you know who leads her team?
Who?
Long.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah, he gets her together.
Oh, she hits every time. Oh, she steps out.
Does not miss.
She never misses. Who else? I feel like, I mean, none of the girls miss, right, but Zendaya, every time you see her, it is...
Yeah, he gets her together for sure.
Yeah, every time. Sierra, I mean, they all, you know, Lori Harvey. I don't feel like Lori Harvey is all of the fashionista. I feel like, right, Lori Harvey is more about the visibility and just, like, this mythical creature. But she's gorgeous, but... I don't know if she's known for her fashion. Is she known for her fashion?
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
She is. I think she's more emerging, though.
Okay.
She's more emerging, but people definitely follow her for her style and stuff.
They don't follow her because of who she's dating?
Oop. Sure. You know?
Shout out to Lori Harvey, though. Okay, so of all those girls you named, Normani, yes, Sierra, Zendaya, who else? Lori.
Yep.
Name somebody else.
Teyana Taylor. Can't forget her.
Who are you? You could only pick one.
If I could only pick one. Golly, that's hard. Honestly, I would say Teyana Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Why Teyana Taylor?
I feel like I feel like all the girls are organic and I think they're all genuine. But I think out of all of the girls, I feel like Teyana Taylor may be more supportive. And I don't want to say that because, again, I don't know. I haven't done my research. So I'm like, I don't know who's really supporting black designers.
Right.
But I know that Teyana Taylor does have a lot of people that are on her team that are black. So
right.
I just feel like that would just be a comfortable space to be in, you know?
That's really, really interesting. Teyana Taylor, she is very artistic. She seems like she's very hands-on.
Right.
She's fashionable. I mean, and then I think that she is kind of one of those artists or those figures or whatever we're calling her, because she says she don't sing no more, right? She retired or whatever.
Right.
But she's one of those people who, she got her finger on the pulse as well. She's really embedded in the culture, though.
Right.
You know, to what you were saying, you know, she support her whole team is black. Mm-hmm. She's creative. She got a lot of creative, great things going on. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like she would be very vocal if you were to be on her team.
I think, you know, there's no slight to the other girls, but I know that, you know, watching Teyana's story, I feel like she really, really started from the bottom.
Right.
You know, and I feel like, you know, I mean, her music is immaculate, right?
Yes.
Albums are crazy. But I feel like she knows what it, and granted, all the girls know what it feels like to work hard. I get it. But
I get it. I get where you're going.
You know, there's a level
of. She's intentional about
how
she works and how she moves and how she supports black artists and businesses.
And I think the biggest takeaway is I think she knows how it feels to be underrated.
Wow.
You get what I mean? I think she, and if, when a person knows what it feels like to be underrated, they can be empathetic to others who may be underrated.
Right.
As opposed to, I think, granted, Zendaya is like top five girls that I would want to work with at some point in time. But, you know, I think Zendaya is 100% respected in her craft, right? I don't think there's any dispute about that whatsoever. Same thing with Ciara. I think all of these girls are really respected. Teyana Taylor is respected in her craft, but I definitely feel like, you know, she could have received so much more, you know, praise and recognition for the bodies of work that she's created. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why she decided to retire is because of, you know, the resistance when it comes to like being in the industry and so on and so forth. So,
and I mean, she said it too. She's just so interesting. We're bringing this up because she said the lack of support that she was getting when it came to music. And then when she announced her retirement, everybody was like, oh my God.
Right.
And I'm just like, y'all niggas wasn't buying her shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Speaking of support too, how do you feel like black designers or black businesses? Okay, so I'm answering my own question, right? Because I know that we don't get enough support.
Right.
But, like, what's the disconnect with people? Because your shit is fire. You should be, you know, styling everybody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, what's the
disconnect?
The hurdle, the disconnect.
It's a psychological thing, to be completely honest. And, you know, I have patience and I understand. I mean, I went to school, so I know like the psychology of our people. I understand like disparities. I understand yada, 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 yada. So I get it. I think that one of the biggest disconnects is, you know, I think because we've been so drilled to think this is value for, I mean, you know, even in school and stuff.
Right.
We're not really shown in those ways, even in, you know, superhero movies. It's like they're just now starting to have black superheroes and stuff.
Right.
So I think when you have when you paint this picture of what luxury looks like for so many years and so many generations, you know, it just becomes innate, you know? So then when someone goes against the grain, like, oh no, like this could be considered luxury as well. There's a lot of, you know, it's like a lot of backtracking that you have to do.
Right.
So, you know, I say that, you know, being an American, everyone associates luxury with foreignism.
Right. Right?
Oh, it's not luxury unless it's from Paris or London or,
right,
or yada, yada, yada. And we could be using the same suppliers.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that my boxes came from the same supplier as Christian Dior.
Wow.
And YSL. And so, but Yeah, so that's just the biggest challenge. And I think for myself, I think my biggest mission is to, one, redefine what luxury looks like. I went to college for fashion. I've interned for designers. I've worked in corporate, right? From the business side, from product development side to, you know, the creative sides, styling sides, e-commerce. So we have just as much education and experience as our counterparts.
Right. Probably even more, most likely even more most of the time.
I can completely agree with you. I can completely agree. But, you know, sometimes when you're going into these spaces, people already have an ideal price point where they want to label you as, right? And for me, I feel like it's an issue that when someone says, who's your favorite black designer, everyone just goes to Virgil.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the, who else? Do you know any other black brands that have gotten to that point? And I feel like that's a problem. But if I ask you, who's your favorite rapper?
We'll be able to tell you.
You can give me a whole list. Who's your favorite athlete, black rapper, black singer, black dancer? The list goes on and on. When you get to who's your favorite black designer, it's one.
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to.
So you said something interesting. You said luxury, like the face of luxury is these European brands. Mm-hmm. Is that because, okay, so they're not made no different than your shit. The quality is the same. Mm-hmm. But does that have a lot to do with like the legacy and as long as they've been around?
Absolutely. The thing is this. It's no secret that, you know, black people are not born into wealth.
Right.
For the most part, black people who are successful started from the bottom, right? And they've built their own wealth over time. You know, these fashion brands and stuff, they've been around for hundreds of years.
Right.
But, you know, what black family do you know really has a legacy? So I know that me, you know, starting a fashion brand, I'm already light years behind.
Right.
Because that's the light years of training. That's light years of, you know, building that customer base, you know, and so on and so forth. So, but I mean, it doesn't discourage me. I definitely feel like, you know, I've been an artist my whole life. And
right.
I know that I'm passionate about what I'm doing. I'm good at what I do. And I'm talented in what I do. And I'm not concerned about competing against other high fashion brands. I feel like for myself, I just generally want to provide a service.
Right.
And make an impact. And eventually that customer will follow.
Omar_from_the_Bronx. What inspires your creativity and who are a few of your favorite designer influences?
Okay, so what inspires my creativity? So that's everything, honestly. The environment, rain, music.
Not rain.
Yeah, like I was literally like chilling in the car and like rain was hitting like the windows. And then I created like this whole strike off, which is like a print with just raindrops. I'm like, oh, I could do like a nice rain dress. Yeah. Like someone was like, oh, look at this ladybug. Built a whole collection off of just ladybugs. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything. I was on a plane and like we were crossing like these tundras with all these tumbleweeds and grass and stuff. I'm like, oh, I could do like a nice burlap dress with twill and a skirt and yada yada.
Wait, so, you talking Chinese now. What the hell is burlap?
Oh, so burlap is a fabric. So, you know, like burlap is like what potatoes used to come in back in the day.
Oh.
That real heavy, rough.
Yeah, like a potato sack.
A potato sack, right.
Oh, shit.
It's burlap.
Okay. So, wow.
So I like to play with my materials and fabrics and stuff.
Okay. Omar, that was a great question. I just learned. I didn't know what burlap meant. Is that a big deal that they have downtown LA? Is that like where people go?
Yeah, for sure.
Also, that's a huge deal.
It's a huge, I mean, that is one of our, people fly here to go.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
People fly here shit. For that. And it's right down the street, so.
Wow. I did not know that. What does support look like from your people, from your community? Is that, because I, as a business owner, and again, I said at the beginning of this episode, you're one of the only people that came to, okay, you're not the only people, but you did episodes in both studios. So you've seen my business and you've seen my business expand over the years.
Right.
what does support look like from your community?
So I would say support is not always finances. It's like, it's not always someone paying
right.
or buying something. You know, support is, you know, spreading the word.
Right.
You know, considering me for projects.
A retweet. A like, engagement on a post.
Yeah. Things that cost you nothing.
Right.
You know, oh, you're in the room with so-and-so or whatever case may be. And, oh, like, we're considering working with some designers. Have me be on the forefront.
Right.
You know, let me be, you know, whatever. What else? You know, sending me fashion references. I get that a lot in the DM. Like, oh, this is cool. Maybe you should recreate this or re-inspire this. Oh, this new trench coat from so-and-so. You know, so I get that all the time. Those are things are just as valuable to me as someone actually purchasing from the brand. So,
who purchases your shit, though? Like, is it
no.
your friends? Is it people you know?
No.
How do you feel about that?
I would say, you know, we've been in business for 4 years. I would say, out of the hundreds of orders, I may have gotten maybe 10 from people that I know.
Wow.
Hundreds.
And you've been in business for a minute. Mm-hmm. You've been on every TV show. You've been in movies. And so what is that? Like, 10, how does
20,
that feel?
10, 20. You know what? And God rest his soul, AJ, I had this conversation with him.
Right.
And he said, and I told him that. I'm like, you know, AJ, like, you know, it's crazy that all of the support that I get online is from people that I don't know. And he said, and, you know, I looked at it, it was like a negative thing, you know. And he said, you're blessed. That's wow. a good thing. Can you imagine there's more people that you don't know in this world than the people that you do
oh,
know?
Oh, wow. I never looked at it like that.
Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, and it's easier to acquire the people that you do know, that you're familiar with, as opposed to connecting with someone that you don't know. Because they don't have any other... It's tied to you, so that speaks volumes to your product that you're selling, as opposed
wow.
to yeah. So when I looked at that, I looked at everything completely different. I said, maybe you're right, but that's one of the conversations that we had.
But here's the thing, though, too, like buy something, a pair of socks,
yeah,
a t-shirt.
And well, the thing is this, you know, as an entrepreneur, as a starting business, you feel the weight, yeah. you feel the weight of
Let me cut you off.
Yes.
Because we're in two different businesses, uh-huh. but we do this for our people. Mm-hmm. We do this to create spaces for our people. Mm-hmm. We do this to inspire our people.
Right.
We do this with our people in mind. We're intentional about what we do.
Right.
I create content,
right.
whatever. You create clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We want to inspire our people. We want to let our people know that you don't have to go to a white person to you know, get your luxury mm-hmm. top or mm-hmm. your luxury bag, or you don't have to go to a white person to, we got everything you need, we have,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right.
We created this stuff. We created these spaces, these platforms for our people. Mm-hmm. So that kind of does sting a little bit.
It's extremely, I'll tell you this. I've went into spaces. For me, it's never been about the money, right?
Right.
The reward, that's the byproduct.
Right.
You know, I've went into the spaces and I've spoken to buyers and store owners and, hey, we love your stuff. We want to take your labels out and we want to put our labels in and we'll sell it. We'll mark it up 300%, right? So now right. they're selling my jacket, maybe $500. They sell it for $1,500, but it's their label.
Right.
It could be so easy. You know, that's a good $20,000, $30,000 check just off of that one style. And for myself, when I had that conversation, in the back of my head, I felt like I would just be letting my people down
right.
by doing something like that, because, you know, I want to get to a place to turn around and say, you know what, we can make it too.
Right.
You know?
And you want somebody to stand on your shoulders
right.
from the work you've done.
Right.
But it kind of sucks, though, when you are not getting that support or that proper push from...
Right.
You're in the store on Melrose, and that's a...
Italian.
That saw the vision, that saw the quality. And I was like, hey, man, this is what we need to do. Why haven't...
I went to...
You know what I mean?
So I went to Melrose, and there was a black store.
Okay.
And I went in.
How long ago was this?
This was right before Fresh Prince, I mean, the Bel Air air. This is maybe 2 weeks before.
Okay.
I go in there with a whole report, you know, snippets of the show. And I went to go speak to the business owner because they did consignment and they did stuff like that or whatever the case may be. Went in there saying, okay, this is like our report. The products that sell on Melrose, yada, yada, yada. And I want to work with this black business. I waited outside. The owner knew I was there. And I waited for an hour and a half.
Wow.
And sat there in the store just waiting. Oh, for them to say, oh, well, he's busy. And that was my third time trying to meet with him about putting stuff in the store. So it can be exhausting. But meanwhile, I go to the Italians and they put anything I bring into the store, they put it in.
Right.
Whereas for other, you know, they have to evaluate. Right. Does this work? Is this on brand?
That's what they do to their Italian. So that's,
yeah.
Fashion is,
yeah,
their shit. You know, quality is their shit. Like,
and they have two stores on Melrose now.
Yeah.
Booming business.
Right. A staple on Melrose.
Yeah. Well, they're one of the longest standing stores. They have retail stuff in their store for $4,000 or $5,000. So they do really well. But, you know, there's a thing called like deferment of responsibility.
Right.
Right. Where everyone says, oh, well, the next person will do it. The next person will do it. The next person will support. The next person will support. But, you know, as an emerging, you know, entrepreneur and as a startup business, we feel the weight of that, you know, responsibility. Oh, maybe the next person will do that. And unfortunately, sometimes we are deprioritized. You know, right. We are at the bottom of the totem pole as far as support. I would say the current customers, they've all been like an affluent group of black people. I kind of like follow their stories and stuff. You know, business owners, real estate, you know, hospitality, you know, music industry, whatever the case may be. And it feels good to know that, you know, I don't have to leverage or pay someone to convince them to support and buy the products that they buy. And, you know, the average order, maybe $600.
Right.
And it's not like, oh, I saw so-and-so wear this. But, you know, that had to be built over time.
Right.
So now it's like, you know, literally, since we've started, we've had one return.
Wow.
And the thing is this. It's so impactful that I know exactly who that customer is. I know exactly what was returned, and I know exactly why it was returned, right? Because it was the end scene.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Have you ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is all out there. It's all harvested by data brokers and sold legally. Aura is a personal digital security service that scans the internet for your sensitive information and provides a full suite of privacy-enhancing tools. For a limited time, Aura is offering listeners a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety to learn more and activate the 14-day trial period.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
It's too short. The person who ordered the pants, they wanted the 32 inseam, and the inseam was too long, right? So, and that was in 2019.
What's your return policy look like?
You got 18 days. y'all got it. 18 days. Hurry up.
SolomonLawrence.com.
SolomonLawrence.com.
Let me tell you my story. I opened a space up in Leimert Park on MLK and Crenshaw, a podcastingnetwork.com. You do ADR here, voiceover, content, whatever you want to do, right? I got a space downtown that you've been to. I got a space right here on Crenshaw MLK. I opened it for the sole purpose of creating space for my people. You know what I mean? I want to be with the black people. I want to let the black people know that they don't have to go to Hollywood to get this type of service, to get this type of product. Get it in the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was conscious and intentional about my price point, you know, operating business over here. I've been here for a year, so I'm doing well, but the type of support is just like the shit I got to cut through to kind of people want to negotiate the price all the time. You know what I mean? You're too expensive. I'm already cheaper than market rate because I'm over here and I'm trying to service my people. But these people, we got the money to pay for the product.
Of course.
Know what I mean? But everybody's trying to lowball you or trying to negotiate the price. And, you know, that comes with business, right? I'm not complaining about that. But if I'm telling you my rate is $800, and you say that's too expensive, but then you go across the street to this white man, and you give him the money you should have gave me, and you're not getting as much that I was offering you. What is that about? Like
the name, and it's the same thing with fashion.
Yeah,
you're paying for the name because you feel like the name is what's going to bring you that experience. But it's you, the person who brings that experience, and right. I think that's just where the disconnect is. No, I feel like for your service, like you, I mean, I definitely can tell that you put so much time and money and resources into your business and your vision and stuff. So, you know, I'm 100% in support.
Right. Yeah, you definitely are.
And I just feel like I don't look at as an entrepreneur, I look at things differently.
Right.
It's not smoke and mirrors to me. Like, I feel like, let me look at what is actually going on. What is the content that they're creating? Like, what are the questions that they're curating?
Right.
You know, how attentive you are as a radio personality or whatever the case may be. I think those are the things that you need to be cognizant of, not how many followers you have, not how many views you have. I think that will come, sure.
So here's the thing. Everybody who knows about L.A., you're a native, I'm a native, it's expensive, you know. So my business pays for itself and I profit off of my business.
Right.
But this space is not operating the way I want it to be.
Okay.
I want it to be a black space. And I'm to the point now where I will be having white people up in here.
Of course.
Whoever want to pay for the service.
Right.
Because it's just so much nigga shit.
Yeah, well.
Too expensive, or can I get this and can I get that?
I get it.
You know, and
I get it.
I mean, you go through the same shit, right?
Do I? I get it.
And then when you pop, like, you know, you did your shows, you do Fresh Prince, what else? Ray J, Princess, the big supporters of yours. Mm-hmm. When people see that, they're like, oh, okay, well.
No, it's okay to support.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's okay. People are followers. I'm not offended by it at all.
But I didn't. Why did I have to put my famous friends in my shit? Before why did you. My shit have to show up on TV?
Before.
For you to support or for you to recognize the talent or the value. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because people are followers.
Is that just a black thing or that's everybody?
I'm
black, so I only can talk from the black experience.
Well, this is how I feel. And I like to look at it this way. I like to look at it through like an optimistic lens so it doesn't really discourage me. But I feel like, you know, when it comes to resources, we as a people, we may have limited resources.
Right.
And because we have limited resources, we have little opportunity to bargain.
Niggas don't have little limited resources when it's time to buy some Jordans or stand in line for some shoes.
But the thing is this, when they are buying those things, those brands have already amassed
legacy.
They're already legacies. Yeah. So it's like they're not gambling.
Right.
If a person only has $100, are you going to invest in an emerging business? I mean, if you feel like you should.
Right.
It's your people. Because I feel like this, I'm going to invest in a business to where I know at some point they may be able to reinvest in the communities that I come from.
Right.
But not everyone thinks like that. But I think about the future.
Right.
And what me investing in this business, how is it going to impact, you know, people in the future? Because I may say, oh, maybe I may have a child one day and they may want to be a radio personality. Right. And if we don't have those and we don't have those outlets, they're going to be like me. Because I didn't have an outlet, really, when it came into this fashion space. The person that I leaned on was Octavius. Yeah. You know, I was his intern. But, you know, I don't know where I would be if I didn't have that internship.
Right.
I don't. And when you think about it, it's kind of scary.
Right.
It's kind of scary. I'll be running around chasing my tail, you know, wanting to be something. Because the thing is, you know, people don't know what they don't know. Right.
Right.
And if. Can you imagine someone saying, oh, I could be the best football player in America? But if you don't have a football and if you don't have a football field and you don't have, you know, the training equipment, you will never know.
Right.
So I feel like that's kind of, it applies to us as well as if we don't have the resources. So I want to invest in entrepreneurs that can create those resources in their departments.
Right.
You know?
What would Isaac... Yeah. Lawrence, tell his 12-year-old self.
I would tell my 12-year-old self that you do have what it takes. Don't be apologetic about your gifts. You know, do everything with intention and for the right reasons.
Right.
And... stand on what you believe in.
What would support look like from, besides financial, right? Because that's, we want people to buy.
Right.
But from your friends, your family, your peers, people in the community, people we know, what would you want the support to look like?
I would say the support that I would want is just do your research. Do your research.
You know, niggas is allergic to reading.
Okay. Do your research.
And research.
Right. You know, I think for myself, this is not like a pick-me situation.
I have a book club because niggas don't read and niggas don't research.
Do your research.
In 2023, we got to do better.
I'm going to get a shirt that just says, do your research. Right? So when you're leaning on and when you're gravitating to these businesses, first and foremost, I don't want anyone to just support me because I'm black. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a charity case.
Right.
Right? And I think that, you know, support my business because I'm good and I so happen to be black. I think that's the way people need to look at it. And what I mean by do your research, you know, I don't fit everyone's aesthetic and I'm not trying to.
Right.
But for the customers or for the spaces I could fit in, just consider, do your research. Oh, you know, like what is the success record? You know, like what does customer feedback look like? Okay, let me actually look at the quality of his stuff. Like, okay, let's see what placements he have. Yada, 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 yada. Just do your research. I think when people do that, then you can start to create your own level of value. because I can say that so far, this hasn't been like it's not a clock brand. You know, it's right. not like we have
a screen print t-shirt and
no, definitely not that. And we haven't really had the opportunities to work with Kim Kardashian's and this person and,
right.
and Beyonce's and yada, yada, yada. And
wait, I'm cutting you off. They work a lot with Laquan Smith, and
I love him. He's one of my favorites.
Shout out to the Kardashians for that.
I could not thank them enough for supporting him.
Not just a one bam, thank you, ma'am type of thing. He's been with them for years.
And his stuff is immaculate.
Yeah.
So that was one of my influences.
People don't know that.
No.
A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. Laquan Smith, he's a designer.
Yes.
He has a line. Luxury, but it's kind of affordable, right? It could be affordable. No?
No, it's up there.
How much is it, like, a dress?
You're probably looking at maybe $700-$800.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was always that price point?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's definitely scaled to that. Like, I looked at one of his, like, I think he has, like, a bag called, like, the whole bag. And I think it's, like, $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
But shout out to the Kardashians for, you know, being aware and just helping that black designer and keeping him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they keep him. I don't want to say keep him in business or whatever, because he's great alone. Right. But
no, but their support, them supporting him, gives the people under him faith to keep going.
Right, right.
So by them supporting him, it gives me fuel to keep going. Like, okay, there is people out here that will support us.
With the fucking global brand.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Charlotte from New York.
Okay.
Who is your dream male client?
Who is my dream male client? Give me...
Dead or alive? I added that part in. So give me alive to give me dead.
That's hilarious. I mean, obviously Michael Jackson.
Really?
For sure. Like, my jackets are very, like, they're very eclectic in that way. So I think, and I mean, he's like the king of biker jackets.
Was he a fashion person?
I think that, I don't know if he was a fashion person, but I think that he had a presence on stage.
So if I seen somebody with like the...
Am I going to want to wear what Michael Jackson had on? Yeah.
He had an aesthetic to his...
Correct. Like when you think of Michael, when you think of Thriller, you remember those pieces.
Yeah.
And I just want to be remembered.
Wow.
Usher is another one. I would love to dress Usher. Like, I went to his concert in Vegas beyond.
Really?
The thing is, so I was with Dom Kennedy's, his sister. So we were sitting, and she was so pissed at me, right? She was like, I cannot believe we're at this concert together, and you're not even, like, paying attention or whatever. And we're sitting right next to each other. She's going crazy. She's dancing. She's singing all the songs and all that shit, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, in a trance. And her mom is right next to us too, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so mad because you're not paying attention." I'm like, "Are you kidding? Like, I'm analyzing everything on stage. Everything is right. Everything. I'm like, I can literally close my eyes. I can tell you every outfit that he had on, from the beginning out, from the first outfit to the last outfit. I can tell you what he had on to this day, and that was in October. You know,
is he known for fashion though?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know if he's necessarily known for fashion, but me going to that concert, I can see that he worked so hard, right? Like, to the bone. Like, everything was, I mean, to the millisecond, everything was just so on point. And I feel like for myself, I want to gravitate to hard workers, right? I want to gravitate. I think those are my fashion influences.
Right.
You know, so definitely Usher. He had the biker jacket on with, like, this... like these beaded fringe, like on the sleeves, and it was immaculate. Like the belts, it was really, really nice jacket.
So alive Usher, dead Michael Jackson.
Okay, now if I'm thinking of like a fashion influence, I would say give me Chris Brown. Is that unexpected? What do you mean?
Is he a fashion person?
Hell yeah. Chris Brown puts that shit on. You don't think so?
I've never thought of Chris Brown and like how he dressed.
Yeah. Like Roper was like, I don't know if you remember like this plaid button-up shirt that Chris Brown wore on like one of his stages. That business blew up after that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I was expecting you to say, like, Pharrell or something. When I think of fashion, I think of, like, Pharrell as a person who...
I can see that. But I think for... Well, you know, Pharrell's not my... Like, that's not my age group, you know? That's not my age group. And I think Pharrell is more avant-garde.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, more ready-to-wear pieces.
What that mean, avant-garde? How do you say that?
Like, he's avant-garde.
What does that mean?
So, avant-garde is more like your... It's more of your... Like fantasy clothing, it's more
stuff you can't buy in a
theatrical.
Store.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, not it's not really intended. They're definitely showroom pieces, right?
Okay.
They're definitely more showroom. It's 9 chances out of 10, they're not really practical, right? Like you know, like when Pharrell wore that top hat, that was like
that was Vivian Westwood, right?
Right, way to the like it's a dope hat. It makes a statement. But it's not really a practical for everyday. You're not gonna go see no one walking in Target with that type of hat on,
right?
So, you know, love Pharrell, but I think, you know, yeah, he's more runway. And I feel like we're more ready to wear.
Okay. Pharrell is out. Chris Brown is in.
We love Chris Brown. Oh, Chris Brown stan.
Really?
Hell yeah. Get him in one of these tracksuits, it's done. He actually has one, by the way, but.
Chris Brown, we know you listen to ASAP. Why don't you throw that on?
Right.
Make sure you tag my boy on a post.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? What do you think about Kanye West in his fashion? What is that called? Is that style called? Like the clothes, the way the clothes look, looks like institution clothes or?
Ooh, institution.
You know how the clothes look like? I feel like Skims kind of look like this too. I guess they, you know, Skims, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, right.
Very like plain, but very like.
Oh, like very, very modern. Muted.
What's the word I was thinking of? Like Soviet Union.
Oh, I see.
What it reminds me of.
Like, there's no real personality.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is this. I think the
market. I feel like Essentials is like that too.
No, it is for sure.
Fear of God, yeah.
But you know what? They're in my mind, they're very safe. They play it very safe.
Wow.
You can't go wrong with a solid color. Everyone wants a solid color. So I definitely feel like they play it safe. I think Kanye's, obviously I do feel like he's a genius. I love the product that they create. I'm not too big on the marketing strategy. I think like the last strategy when they threw everything in trash bags and they were like, oh, their customers.
That was stupid.
Yeah. When you have your customers who are spending $300-$400 on stuff, they got to pull it out of a trash bag. I just, from a principal standpoint, I can't really get with that. You know,
right.
I feel like we want to service our customers and we want to be able to provide
an experience.
Yeah. And pride, not let me pick some shit up off the ground.
But people was picking the shit up off the ground. Digging through the trash bags. People was doing that.
You know what it kind of reminds me of?
What?
Bad Baby. You know who the one that was on?
Cash Me Outside?
The Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
Like how she made a brand off of just being disrespectful.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and the more disrespectful she got, the more people just flocked to her.
Yeah.
And like, even her, you know, follow my page, you stupid hoes, or whatever the case may be.
And people was following the page.
Yeah. So it was very, I kind of correlate those two the same.
Yeah.
Like, from a fashion standpoint.
But listen, it is.
Of black people's concept of luxury, you know, we definitely need to change that. And like, what does that mean to you as a fashion designer, as a person with a line, as a person that's been in business? What does that mean? Because, okay, so let me tell you my experience.
Right.
I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to give you my experience about my bag, my body bag. The compliments I get from it, it's the design, the hardware on it. It's a luxurious, I had to wear it different to kind of, for it to stand out. I had to wear it as a luxury product.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was wearing it casual, but when I dressed it up with a suit and wore it to the Golden Globes, toot my own or whatever. Like, it felt like, I'm like, okay, this is appropriate for this. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, though, like, to you? Like, luxury? Because you're a luxury designer to me. The box is...
Thank you.
That box was exciting.
Oh.
That really was.
Well, what does luxury mean to me? I just think that... Well, obviously, you have to have the talent. You have to have the skill because they're one and one. But I think it's just luxury is how much you're investing in it is that you're trying to sell.
Right.
Right. And, you know, I think we do a good job of painting the picture. Because ironically, it's crazy because when I was in college, when we did our business plans and when we said, okay, so that was one of our senior projects. We had to do a business plan and we had to say, okay, if we started a clothing line, what would it look like? Who's the demographic? Who's the customer? Where they live? Where they shop? What do they do for fun? All of the breakdown, right? And I've been able to tackle the customer and I've been able to capture the customer that I spoke about my senior year.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, when these customers are posting online, they're pairing the product with Celine, with Alexander McQueen, with Louis Vuitton, with Prada, with yada, yada, yada. Oh, I just bought, like, for example, one of my customers was like, hey, you know, with those olive leather pants, like, oh, I can wear that. I'm going to go buy these Prada boots for your leather pant. You know what I mean? So I would say that it's just the level of detail that you're putting in your product. Like, what is your product being, you know, packaged in? You know, how much, you know, how is the product being displayed? All of that stuff. I think that contributes to luxury.
How does it feel when somebody's pairing a bag or, you know, your olive pants to the Prada boots or the...
It's so...
That's actually really dope. It's me saying crazy. That back to myself, I'm like, oh shit.
No, it's the weirdest thing. It's the craziest thing because I used to fantasize about this in college, right?
Right. And now it's happening.
And it's happening. And I've never told someone to do that. I've never said, oh, when you wear this, wear it with X, Y, and Z, X, Y, right. and Z. So over time, this customer is wearing it like this. Oh, this person's posted in there and on top of, you know, in their Range Rover or whatever the case may be. So the customer, that customer is, it's connecting. We're just now starting, but it's, the pieces are connecting. But I think for myself, it feels like, you know, manifestation is real.
Right.
I think that, you know, intention is important. And, you know, when we design, when products are being created, everything is so very careful, right? We're so careful down to the centimeter. It's so careful. And I think the customers are picking up on that.
So we're calling you Solomon now, okay? Because you pay a lot of money for that name.
Okay. Okay? Right. Fair.
Solomon, you got a lot of shit going on.
Right.
TV, movie, 2023.
Yes.
I know you got a lot of shit going on, but what can you talk about?
Okay, so... Well, I can't say that, you know, I was blessed with this opportunity to work with one of the lead curators, stylists of series.
Okay.
That releases next month.
Wow.
So stay tuned for that. And basically, I was brought on board to design the tracksuits for that network series. So we're excited. It's definitely on brand for us because, you know, that's who our target customer is. It's like the athletes and so on and so forth. So that's exciting. And not only... You know, did we, you know, design the tracksuits? But several of the main characters are wearing some of our, like, favorite pieces that are on the website. So,
do they have, I'm going to see my body bags on there? Because, you know, I got a black and a brown one now.
You do. I don't think the body bags are on the show, but the backpacks are.
Okay.
The backpacks are on the show.
Okay, so we go stay tuned. We can't reveal the name, but definitely, if you follow on IG, follow him, follow me, we definitely going to be... Hyping that up. People will be riding the wave to posting it, retagging. Every time somebody posts your shit and tag you, I want you to repost it.
Well, of course.
Because niggas need to make sure y'all pay for that subscription.
It's crazy because, like, when you're on social media, a lot of people associate people who are vocal about issues or you know, situations that they're going to as problematic, right?
Right.
And it's so crazy because you lose two ways. One, you're being impacted by a situation, and then when you vocalize it, it's like, oh, don't work with that person because they're problematic, right?
Right.
So I would say, you know, there's just like a lot of disparities within our community, right? And, you know, I know you and I had a conversation to where it's like, you know, even if the business made $1 million, I'm still going to speak to the disparities of the things that we go to. Because for me, it's not about the money solely. It's just about the mindset.
Right.
And, And, you know, even though I'm one person, I feel like I'm fixated on trying to change that mindset as much as I can, right?
Right.
And I do that by really going above and beyond when it comes to, like, creating things that can make an impact, right?
Right.
Over, like, some things are just, you know, overly designed, right? I mean, to the T, like, even the body bags, you got these monogram panels on the side and the lining in the inside and the hardware, you know, there's a lot of time and attention that goes into these things. But not only do I do that because obviously I want to sell the product, but I want to show that we can be Black luxury as well.
Right.
Right. And we don't always have to lean on, you know, these foreign brands to define what it is that it means to be luxury. And you know, I made a post, like, I think last week where, you know, I said that, you know, it's crazy that, you know, Black people sometimes we indulge and we post on social media like people fighting or, you right. know, like, and there's no, you know, no slight to like the Krishan and Blueface. No slight to that. We get it, right? But it's like we lean so heavily into that culture and we promote, you know, things that don't necessarily put us in the best light.
Right.
And then when we have those entities and those businesses that say, you know what, I want to redefine, and I want to create something that puts us in a positive light, right? Something that we could take pride in. And sometimes I don't feel like that is not a priority. And it should be. I think, and it should be a priority. It should be a priority for all of us. Right, we should all be able to come to the table and feel like we're respected and not always be the class clown.
Right,
right. So, you know, I would say that is like one of the disparities. But then, you know, then you have the conversation of, oh, you know, and this is a good one. Oh, you know, why we don't have Black brands in these high end spaces, and why we don't have Black luxury designers, and yada yada yada. Virgil Abloh this, Virgil this, da da da. Well, you know, Virgil got picked up by Louis Vuitton, right?
Right.
So even in that space, it's like you guys were not valuing Virgil until he was nominated by
a white.
Yeah, and why can't one Black person say this other Black person and it be recognized in the same way, right? So for me, that's a little frustrating. But I would say that, you know, like moving into these spaces and then, you know, you have everyone talking about, oh, well, you know, why we don't have Blacks in this certain spaces, but when you do have entities or individuals who try to get to those spaces, it's so much negative backlash. Oh, you know, like some of the comments, you know, I try not to read all this stuff. Keep in mind, I would say 85% of the feedback is positive, right?
Right.
And, you know, I appreciate I appreciate the positive feedback, but I do look at, you know, it's a guilty pleasure to see what the naysayers are saying. Granted, the naysayers are people that I don't know or don't know the business or like trolls or whatever. But it's, you know, some of the feedback that I got is, oh, he's a sellout. And for me, that was probably one of the most hurtful comments that I've gotten, because I feel like everything that I've done up until this point is for our people.
Right.
Right. And you're telling me that because my price point sits in this group, that means that I'm selling out. No, Black people have disposable income.
We do.
They have it. In fact, they're like in the top 10% of...
I think we're the highest
yeah.
consumers in the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's the customer that I'm targeting, right? I'm
right.
not targeting Fashion Nova, and I'm not targeting Forever 21 and H&M and yada, 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 right? But, you know, I feel like, again, like I feel like everything that I've done is intentional to really put us in a great light. But again, luxury is a certain price point, as you
right.
know. You know, you're not going to spend $5,000 on a designer box and get a designer box when you're buying a $10 t-shirt.
Right.
Financially, it just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, you know, I would say that, you know, we harp on us not being in those spaces, systemic racism and yada, yada, and we don't have those opportunities. But you guys or people are not really being intuitive enough to see those who are trying to make those efforts, you know?
Right.
And again, for myself, you know, this has never been about me feeling like, oh, I'm the it person, right? Because, I mean, realistically speaking, to be completely honest, if I had it my way, you know, I would have been designing for somebody else. Like, I would have been designing for a major brand, collecting a check, minding my business, and doing everything that everybody else is doing, right?
Right.
Until I realized, like, golly, it's so hard to get into this industry, right? You know, I felt like even in college, I was so exceptional in the things that I was doing, right? And, you know, being in newspapers and being in articles and doing fashion shows and doing all of that and feeling like, with all that being said, you know, and all of that and still not having the opportunity to design for in the corporate space, which is why I, you know, created Sullivan Lawrence, whatever, so I can have that outlet for creativity. But in the heart of hearts, I never want someone to experience the hardships that I've had to experience, right? Because it's taken years for me to get to this point, 11 years.
Wow.
You know, for me to get here, and we're just now scratching the surface. And for me, like, you know, I never want upcoming designers to go through what I went through. And if I can create a platform for them to increase, you know, express their creativity, so be it, you know. So I think that's why I do it, right?
Right.
That's the whole ultimate goal. You know, and I, again, like, I, you know, had a conversation with my dad, and, you know, we talked about it. I'm like, you know, I wish there was somebody for me to lean on, right? I wish there was some, you know, avenue for me to explore. And he's like, no, well, you need to, well, you have to create it. And if I have to be the tool.
The table.
Right. If I have to be the table.
Yeah.
For people to come sit at, then so be it. Yeah. But in order for me to build the table, to support, I can't build it by myself.
Right.
You know, I can't build it by my own sort, and support is needed to be had, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. I definitely feel in that. Create your own opportunity. Create your own space. Build your own table.
Right.
I mean, this is what I did.
Absolutely.
You know, you're doing it. You did it. So I definitely.
The exhaustion.
That's so funny because, like, that's the advice I give to everybody, you know, who's trying to break into whatever business. I gave somebody who's an actor or trying to be an actor, like, how can I? I'm like, dude, I said, you got your phone, yeah. You know how to write, start making some
skits,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Make your YouTube. And because when we were doing casting, we were looking for people who were self-developed talent.
Yeah, I see.
You see what I'm saying? So you got to build your table. You got to create your own opportunity. And with that, other opportunity is going to come.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's where the success is. What should our listeners do ASAP?
So our listeners should check out our website at SolomonLawrence.com. Follow us on Instagram at Solomon Lawrence or The SL Official.
Okay.
That's the business page.
And if you are new here, you know all that information is going to be located in the description of this episode. I'm not Sean Allen everywhere. If you are new here, make sure you follow wherever you listen to podcasts. See you guys on the next one.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
JamesAllen.com is the online destination to easily design a customized engagement ring and save up to 50% compared to traditional stores. You pick a diamond, whether it's lab-created or earth-created, James Allen has over 200,000 conflict-free stones. Then, you pick your ring setting and metal. And if you need some help, they have real-time diamond consultations available, where an expert can walk you through it all. Get 25% off your order at jamesallen.com, code ACAST. That's jamesallen.com, code ACAST.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.